Hi, welcome back
to a very special eclipsing edition.
It's happening right now outside,
isn't it?
I guess.
It gets dark when it's cloudy.
I don't understand these glasses that you're supposed to look at things through, because I cannot see anything.
Can you see me?
No.
What if you look like directly at the lights in here?
Nothing.
So they're like mini little welding glasses. Oh, yeah. Is that what they are?
That is exactly what they are.
Okay.
You can not see a thing
through welding stuff.
Si, how many eclipses have you lived through?
I don't know.
Have you ever been in a total eclipse?
Of the heart?
Yeah, I have, but I didn't know it.
You
just like right now, I don't know it right now. There ain't no light nowhere in here.
That's right.
Where's the damn?
That's because the moon's in front of the sun.
So them all pretty good.
Yeah,
that's why there ain't no light.
I saw it ever so briefly. The clouds were moving, and I saw like half the sun.
No, you didn't.
And then my eyeballs hurt, and I said, "Well, I'm not going to do that anymore."
So you actually got to witness it.
A partial eclipse. So, but we're not in the path of totality. I know way too much about this.
Yeah, no ace of base here.
No.
You
didn't see the sign?
Did you notice?
It opened up my eyes.
Anyway, but when I drove up here, there was 15 people in the parking lot just looking at clouds.
I know it. I thought there was a fire alarm.
I didn't know what was going on when I drove up.
I said, they're doing a fire drill.
Hey, look, here's what I'll tell you. When the boss lady says, "Hey, everybody, let's go outside and look at the eclipse."
On a cloudy day?
You just go.
It was Corey's idea. Yeah,
and they were handing out moon pies, so of course I'm
going. That would have been good.
Ooh.
Yeah, there's double-decker vanilla moon pies.
I'm sure it is.
Well, you cut one in half.
No, I ain't doing it.
Okay.
I'm with Godwin.
I mean, they're not great.
But, I'm a vanilla moon pie guy anyway.
But I like they're vanilla ones. They're vanilla double-decker.
Go get one. Go get one. I'll split it with you.
I'm good. I'm passing.
No.
There's
Star Crunches in there, too. Isn't that your other favorite? That's the two snacks they brought.
Let's just move on. Let's just keep going. I've been doing good.
We got him.
Did they bring Sunny D's to drink?
You know, no. Nobody thought about the drink side of the party, but that's Corey.
Bang pie.
That's Corey's bangs on. Any reason to have a little small party, we have it. And so that's what everybody was doing outside when you pulled
like
up.
I kind of like that, though.
A Star Crunch and a glass of milk. Ooh.
Ooh. We ain't have no milk either.
Okay, then I'm good.
Yeah.
There is a high dollar lens right on the edge of that table, just ready to be knocked.
That's right. Ready to be knocked.
That's actually a true statement, Hunter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hunter, he literally jumped when he saw it. And now he's
if you would have touched that monitor.
That's right. Bam.
We wouldn't be talking to Hunter no more. We'd be talking to
If you would have been over there Jimmy listening to Necro Goblicon and the vibrations off of that death metal that you went to this weekend, would have knocked that lens off of that.
Plum off of there.
I didn't even notice it there. I'm glad you noticed it.
Hunter, how much that t-shit hit you for?
$40.
$40.
$40.
Where did y'all go see it? This band called Necro Goblicon?
How did you remember how to pronounce that?
I can read his shirt.
Okay.
You drove to Baton Rouge.
I did for that. Yeah, my girlfriend.
He did.
And she enjoyed it.
To see the little green man.
There was the little green goblin dancing around on stage making jokes. It was a lot of fun.
Well, I think you might have yourself a keeper.
Because no one survived.
Here's the fun part. We're early enough in the podcast. Nobody's clicked off of it yet, I don't think. So, folks, I do have a question. If you've ever heard of the band Necro Goblicon, can you drop us a comment? Please don't make it up.
That'd be interesting.
Like, I
had never heard of them, Hunter.
I hadn't either.
I'm normally your big supporter in the weird things you're into, but it's also things that the whole world's heard of, like Lord of the Rings or Star Wars. Not
he looks like that little old dude. What, my precious?
Do not look like Smeagol. Thanks.
What's his name?
He's more Smeagol. Weight. He's not
he's
as small.
About the little goblin.
There he is. Hunter drove an extended period of time to see this man sing songs.
John Goblicon.
Is that his last name? Well, that is a convenient last name, if that's what you want to do with your life.
That's pretty good marketing.
The roads we go down.
That is interesting, Hunter.
But for those of you in the full path of the eclipse too, put a picture in the comments or something. Yeah. I mean, it's cloudy, rainy, nasty here.
We didn't
get
to see it.
It got like, I don't know, didn't get dark. It's like just a weird haze kind of appeared whenever it was supposed to be at its peak here, and then it kind of went away. It was just kind of dull. Yeah. So
yeah, my sister drove like a couple hours north to Arkansas and said it was the coolest thing she's ever seen.
Really?
Huh. Yeah. I said, well, it looks like it's about to rain here. And well, there's
WE FaceTime me. It got dark. I mean, plum dark.
Oh, yeah. He's in it there in Bald Knob and Cersei. It got dark.
It's just dark outside.
You could see stars, streetlights come on. It was the wildest thing I ever seen.
Now, it would have been a cool day to been like, if this happened in December, to be duck hunting.
Oh.
Would it have confused them?
Well, they'd have thought they was coming in to roost, and we'd still be no shooting hours.
Yeah, but instead, you'd be there with shotguns. Boom, 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 boom. It'd be like a legal duck roost.
That's right. Okay. The best day ever.
That'd be tight.
I'm in.
Like if you had a place that was known as a roost, but you could shoot them at like 1 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah.
That'd be a bad deal for them.
Oh, I bet you that messed up everybody.
I wonder what it did. I wonder, like, did turkeys go to roost and, like,
it got dark.
In the path of it. I wonder what the critters did. Or did they know it was coming and bought the glasses too?
Oh, they knew it was coming.
Oh, I don't know.
Did they?
They knew. I'm telling you.
Question is, did the fish
bass and all your
they went to bite.
The wildlife.
This time of year when it gets dark. They
knew.
Bite.
They knew it was coming.
They knew it was coming.
Did you take a nap?
Oh, of course. I always took a nap. So
he knew it was coming. The wildlife knew it was coming.
It's also happened on my anniversary.
Oh, anniversary.
35 years. Yeah.
I got a question.
35.
Well, first off, congratulations. Yep. 35 years.
That's a feat.
Did you really go with the ghillie suit for Miss Paula anniversary?
Well, yeah. Look, you should have seen her when she opened that up this morning. We're drinking coffee, and I said, I got you something. She said, what is it? She opened it up first. She said, camo netting. I said, keep going.
Close.
She was fired up over that. She got up. She said, a ghillie suit. They're never going to see us now.
Man, I long to get to those days.
Man.
So you're telling me I got 25 more years for them there.
Just hang in there. Let me tell you.
Stick it out.
It gets better all the time.
The only way I'm getting to wear ghillie suits is going to have to be reincarnation in the next life because Allison ain't in.
No, they're actually fun.
Oh, she was fired up.
Oh, man.
You got to train pretty good.
What'd she get you?
I don't know yet. It's on the way.
It's on the way.
I think it's something metal, heavy, and holds a bunch of guns.
She got you Necro Goblicon tickets?
Yes!
No, I'm kidding. You had me at metal and heavy. I didn't know.
Heavy metal.
Sorry, Hunter. Hunter, how long is it before you bring your girlfriend to work day, by the way?
Yeah.
Just so we're clear.
She's got to be off work and out of class.
Doesn't she work for your mom?
She's still talking to you?
She's still talking to me, surprisingly.
But doesn't she work for your mom?
She does.
Can you ask her mom for a hall pass to come sit in on the duck call room for like 20 minutes one day?
She has to keep talking to her.
Yeah, or my mom fires her.
Whoa, aggressive. You are in the clear now, girl. They cannot fire you just because he said that. It's on record.
He's not as stank as we dummy is.
So
I'm trying to wait, Pat, a little bit.
To make sure?
Yeah, to make sure.
To make sure what?
So what do you think? What do you think is going to happen first in your relationship? You drop that L word or she comes on the duck call room?
Whoa.
I don't know. probably come on here first.
So what does he want to say?
I don't know. He's trying to keep her far away.
I was actually just trying to make sure that he didn't say it over the weekend when her traveling to a death metal concert with him.
Well, he said it while the music was playing. She never heard him.
She sat through 2 hours of that.
Do people just fight in those? Is that like the thing? Like you just get in the middle and start swinging punches?
You turned your mic off.
You got to learn how those buttons work back there.
New board. This is what happened. Everyone was in sync, bopping their heads up and down. And then every now and then you'd see a bunch of people doing the devil horns and then bopping their head up and down.
That's not good. And nobody hit anybody?
Nope.
Oh, man.
Everyone was there to have a good time.
I'd like to go to one of those with Stone and just watch him hurt somebody.
Oh, you will never, ever find me at one of those.
You'd have to pay.
Stone said, I ain't going.
He said, maybe for enough money. No. He'd get me there.
You're not going to go there with me.
I doubt it, but... If Stone, if I could go with anybody on earth, it would be you. That's who I would like to go.
I'd actually like to see Cy there because he's about half deaf.
No. So
he wouldn't be able to hear much of it.
No, heavy metal.
Not your thing?
Bam. No.
He's going to stick to Jamie Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with
you. Is that your least favorite music, heavy metal?
That and rapping. I don't know what the big deal about rappers are. You know, somebody talking fast, just, you know, fast as they can talk. Yeah.
You know what Karl Malone calls rap?
What?
Crap.
Crap? Oh, well, hey,
that was a pretty good Karl Malone impression, too.
Yeah.
I like all music, you know, but some of them I just don't very much.
Look, time is our most precious commodity. And, you know, we've heard from so many of our listeners who have asked advice on how they can spend it wisely and improve themselves, and we've got something for you. In fact, Goblin, I know you've been spending time on it.
Hillsdale College website.
Yeah, I walked into duck call room the other day, and Goblin was in there attending class.
Early Christianity.
Is that what you're learning about?
I finished the Constitution. I got two of them courses.
That's big time.
With a quiz after.
How'd you do?
I done pretty good, but I get to do it as many times as I want to.
Hey, yeah, you get to do it until you get it right.
That's right.
Oh,
expanding the brain.
Look, whether it's history, economics, great works of literature, meaning of the U.S. Constitution, there is something for you at Hillsdale College. Look, and they offer, that's just a little blip of what they offer. They offer 40 free online courses in the most important and enduring subject. You can learn about the works of C.S. Lewis, the stories in the Book of Genesis, my man, the meaning of the U.S. Constitution, like Godwin's been doing, the rise and fall of the Roman Republic, or the history of ancient Christian church, which is what Godwin is studying now. What's the most interesting thing?
It's very interesting how God, the gods, the different gods they had and the altars and all that kind of, I mean, it gets deep.
Gets deep fast, huh?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
If you like history, you'll love it.
That's cool, man. Look, and if you do decide to use Constitution 101, the meaning and history of the U.S. Constitution, it's a 12-lecture course. You'll explore the design and purpose of the Constitution, the challenges it faced during the Civil War, and how it's been undermined for more than a century by progressivism and liberalism. Each course is self-paced, so you can start whenever, wherever, take all the time you need.
Yep.
Look, and so if that interests you, enroll in Constitution 101 or enroll in early Christianity if you're Godwin. If you need to brush up on your chemistry, they got you covered. Literature, all the things, they can help you out. Look, and it's free. F-R-E-E. What's better than that? Nothing.
That's what I like about it.
There you go. Whoa. Go right now to hillsdale.edu/duck to enroll. There's no cost, and it's easy to get started. That's hillsdale.edu/duck to register. hillsdale.edu/duck.
Check it out.
Carl Malone. Local guy.
Yeah.
He's tall, boy. Where's
Carl Malone Toyota.
He's from
Ruston.
Dubuck. Essentially.
He lives in Ruston.
Lives in Ruston now.
That's where I bought my truck.
That's one thing the TV does not really show is how big these guys are that play pro ball and all that. When you meet them in person, it's like,
whoa. I know it.
What, Mr. Malone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or any of them.
I like how you went with Mr. Malone.
Yeah.
Oh. Let me tell you something. He come by here one day.
Yeah.
With Greg Bimmel, my former boss from TP Outdoors. And because they're big buddies over there in Ruston. You know how to Ruston people.
Carl Malone is an outdoorsman, though.
Oh, he is. 100%. That's why he come by here, because he had his new squirrel dogs he wanted to show off. He spent an insane amount of money on some world champion squirrel dog.
My dog's better than yours.
Oh, that's actually fun.
But I'm saying,
cool hunting with a dog.
That's a guy like I can get behind, you know. Made all his money in the NBA, moves back home to the middle of nowhere, Louisiana, and then starts buying squirrel dogs. And Toyota dealerships.
And I bet there is a stocked pond somewhere behind a gate that is what dreams are made of.
He does have a high fence up there north of Dubuque. I know that. I've been there. But he don't do nothing with it. He just like, he lives there part of the time or something and just grows the deer and looks at them. He don't hunt them. It's a weird deal.
But don't let Paulo that way.
Yeah, no. Hey, you got a ghillie suit now, though.
He can get in. You
probably make it past the cameras now.
All you got to do is stop.
Just slide on in there.
Boy, this is going to be a whole new world.
You know, back in them days, basketball was actually fun to watch.
Charles Barkley, the round mound of rebound.
You got the Detroit bad boys with old Bill Lane beer and all that bunch. You go for a layup, guess what happens?
You on the floor.
On the floor.
There wasn't a lot of weak fouls back then. They were
You earned.
They were remember me fouls.
But now, just like everything else. I could go down a rabbit hole, but I ain't going. Everybody knows what I'm talking about.
To be fair, that 1'7" girl that was playing basketball in the championship yesterday, she hit a few people. She 6'7".
You watched the women's basketball game.
It was Caitlin Clark. I wanted to see if she could pull it off. She couldn't. You're 6'7". No, South Carolina won.
Really?
That's when you ain't got nothing to do.
I did not have anything to do. You are correct.
Well, I ain't got nothing to do.
And to be fair, I didn't watch the fourth quarter.
I watched ladies play softball and basketball.
Careful.
Because he likes the ladies.
That's right. I like the ladies.
No,
that's one thing I don't understand why they don't have pro softball.
Because nobody watches it.
Oh, they'd watch it.
Nobody I know.
Yeah, that was it. Well, you know me. I watch it all the time. And really enjoy watching it.
They got them big
Good. They're good at what they do. Yeah.
I'm sure they are.
He said, because nobody watched. Martin, what did you just send me?
I sent you a picture.
Martin, did somebody bring you zebra cakes? Zebra cakes? Where have you been?
That was my man. That was my man, Lane. I was up in Chillicothe, Missouri, speaking to a men's group.
Say that 10 times real fast.
Chillicothe, Missouri.
Faster than that.
Well, I can't talk no faster than that. Unless it's an athlete.
He ain't a rapper.
He did. My man Lane watches a podcast, and they had just got done. They were rewatching some, him and his dad, and they went through the snack bracket one. And Lane brought his favorite snack cake for me to bring back here.
A zebra cake is
nothing. And they didn't make it.
No, they're still in my suitcase. I ain't unpacked yet. I had a kind of an eventful day yesterday coming back home. And the guys there, so I stayed for church the next morning, and we did a Q&A with the pastor and all that. But, you know, I told him, like, I got to be home. We work and record podcasts, all that stuff. So they have one of their members fly me on his plane back home.
Hey, you could have seen the eclipse if you would have stayed there, probably.
Yeah.
I would have stayed.
But I can't imagine that the weather would have got any better. That's of course, it couldn't have got much worse than what we flew in yesterday. I mean, it was like the choppiest lake you've ever been on.
In the plane?
The whole way. Oh, no. Just like,
oh, really?
The whole time felt like, because we had like a 60 knot crosswind.
You didn't have air ride seats in there then.
Well, we was riding the air, that's for sure.
That's what I got.
Whatever air traffic control kept us super high until we got like 15 minutes from Monroe, and then we had to go straight down. And I
threw a little opening in the clouds.
Well, the clouds were kind of broken around here. They were just thunderheads all around. I almost went to the doctor this morning because my right ear was killing me, and I almost burst my eardrum. So I had a little bloody spot where she said, well, I now know where the weak spot of your eardrum is. She said, that's where it was going to happen. If you'd have been in that descent just a little bit longer, it would have probably went ahead and busted. My right ear is trash right now. So if you need to tell me something important and I'm not facing you, just don't be on this side of me because I'm not going to hear it.
Not going to hear it.
I'm going to hear a low mumble and assume that you're not talking to me. So But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun, man. Chillicothe, Missouri is actually, fun fact, because I like to find out things about these places when we go.
Fun fact.
That is the first place a loaf of sliced bread was sold, was in Chillicothe, Missouri.
They were the first ones to cut the bread.
They were the first ones to cut a whole loaf of bread, package it, and sell it. And it's also the home of the original Robin from Batman and Robin.
Well, really?
From like the OG Batman and Robin. That's probably a fact Hunter appreciates there.
That's pretty
odd. Like the one where he would like, pow!
No, even before that.
Yeah.
Like.
There was one before that?
This was in the Stone Ages.
Yeah. This was back way back in the 1900s.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's fun facts about Chillicothe, Missouri.
They slice bread.
Fun fact.
It was a good time though.
Better than sliced bread.
I have fact checked you just because I was like, the Chillicotheans are probably just telling you this because there's nothing better. Nope, it's true.
Well,
first commercial people to cut it was the Chillicothe Baking Company. Also, I said Chillicotheans real fast there, but I'm gonna go out on a limb and say that's right.
I bet your granny talked them into it. Why don't y'all go ahead and cut that up?
They seem fine. I had never been, on social media, all these people that hunt and everything. I see them always talking about that Casey's gas station up there and like how good the pizza and all that stuff is. That stuff trash, man. It's all right, but it ain't. It's still pizza, so it's okay. But Casey's ain't Bucky's, y'all.
Oh,
I mean, I'm just telling you right now. Casey's,
you just started a Middle America culture war.
Hey, look, Casey ain't Bucky.
I wonder if
the Beaver does it better.
I've been to both, but Bucky's doesn't have pizza.
No, but if they did, it'd be good.
They got brisket.
Yeah,
and
they got good brisket.
Yeah.
Texas gas stations got better brisket than our restaurants do.
But see, Bucky's is up there in Missouri too. They said there was one just right down the road. So
you weren't impressed with Casey's?
It's better than like the Hunts Brothers stuff, but it ain't, pizza's weird, man. It's all good.
This hole right down the road is legit.
Which one?
The Flying Heart.
The Flying Heart and the Flying Tiger. We got two good pizza joints.
Yeah.
They're both in the air.
Oh, they're both flying.
They're both flying. It's very, I get them both confused a lot.
One's West Monroe, one's Monroe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got some good pizza in this town.
Because it's pizza.
Amen.
And pizza's good.
Carter doesn't turn into a pizza snob, though. If he shows up to like a kid's party and they got Little Caesars, I got to like pull him aside and say, please don't be rude. Because he'll be like, well, you got this one-star trash pizza here. I'm like, he's been hanging out with us too much. He literally, if you say, hey, you want Little Caesars? He'll go, trash, one star, moving on. Whoa. So we can't eat Little Caesars at our house.
That's a shame. I don't actually mind Little Caesars. I don't want to eat it every night, but in a bind.
Like, it's not the best, but
no.
Call it trash and one star is aggressive.
Yeah, but for $7, $7, $7. Look, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow crew no longer have the support of big box stores or shopping channels the way that they used to because they've been a part of this cancel culture, right? They want to pass the savings directly onto the customer, so they're having a $25
extravaganza.
Boy, that's unbelievable.
That word does not get used enough, extravaganza. Doesn't. And that's exactly what it is, because if you can get some of the MyPillow stuff for $25,
that is an extravaganza.
That is. Look, when Mike started MyPillow, it was just a solution to a problem and a one-product company. Now, with the help of his dedicated employees, they have hundreds of amazing products. So whether you're like sighing on that bathrobe bag.
That's it, boys.
How much you love it?
I love it.
Which one? Your bathrobe or your couch robe?
Well, both of them.
I love both of them.
I need two pair of slippers because I love my slippers, but I need a bath slipper and a bed slipper and a living room slipper.
It's so good. Look, did I get it confused? Have I got my towel on or have I got my robe on?
That's how good it is.
I don't know.
Tiles.
It's so comfortable that a lot of time I walk in there and look around and I say, oh, good grief, I got the towel. I ain't got my robe on. And I've already sat down in my recliner.
And you wonder why Christine smiles at you like that.
Yeah, but hey, life is always a blast when you got an idiot living with you.
Especially a naked one.
Hey, that's right. Hey.
You can get things like the two-pack multi-use pillows. You can get towels, you can get sandals, you can get the brand new 4-pack of dish towels, and for the first time ever, the premium My Pillows with an all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft, even king size, are only $25.
That's an extravaganza.
There you go. He is making the great indoors that much better.
Our body's $25.
He's on a mission, and to make it affordable and support jobs right here in the U.S. of A.
Amen. Like, you know, whether you want bathrobes, slippers, towels, pillows, sheets, dog beds, now dish towels, whatever it is you need for the inside,
he got you.
Mike and crew got you covered. And odds are, it's a part of the $25
extravaganza.
You say that better than I do. So
it excites me.
It's a great word. This amazing offer won't last long. So order now. Just go to mypillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137. When you do, you will get free shipping on orders over $75 today. Go to mypillow.com/duck and enter promo code
duck
or call 800-969-3137.
I did something I'd never done before.
What'd you do?
I took a ribeye steak, about an inch and a half. I put 2 sticks of butter in a cast iron skillet. Two whole sticks of butter. Melted the butter down, put that steak, went and put some thyme and garlic in there with it, with that butter. Then I let that steak bathe in that butter for 1 hour.
One hour?
In the oven on about 185.
Slow cooked.
Yeah, in the butter. It's soaked up.
Yeah.
Half that butter. And I got that grating real hot.
Seared.
About a minute and a half on each side. Internal temperature is about 128. Let it rest for about 10 minutes. So
it was good.
What are you talking
that
about?
That sounds rich.
Look, hold on. Was it so rich? Well, I took a bite of it. It was just, butter was just pouring down my beard.
Yeah.
The only thing that would have made it better,
all the juices inside,
is a little bit of Justin's, the South Cajun. Put a little wine in there with it.
A little wine for whatever. You
know what? And then take a shot of wine yourself.
You know what? That probably would have done it. Oh,
no.
A little bit of wine in that butter.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't have been bad.
Man,
I didn't put 2 sticks. I would say probably a half a stick.
I'm just thinking of how quick. I'd have been.
Yeah, no. Well, it's enough in it that it's floating in butter.
It up. Yeah. And when that fire was so hot, it sealed all that butter on the inside of that steak.
I got to try that.
Yeah, no. I'd have been headed. I'd have been taking a bite, walking toward the bathroom.
A big thing.
I mean, because I ain't gonna not eat it. But
man, you got to have a restroom.
But that segment going to be brought to you by Dude Wipes there.
Mine's a saltwater butter.
Saltwater butter?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that Amish butter.
You would think it would be real salty tasting. It's not.
What is saltwater butter?
Yeah. Well, I like saltwater taffy.
That Amish butter, almost eat it like ice cream.
I like the Amish butter. It comes in a thing as big as your head.
And it's got fingerprints on it from the Amish.
And they make good butter. Those good old Pennsylvania.
And they make even better icing for pies.
Hold on, what?
They make good rocking chairs too.
Yeah. When did you have Amish ice?
Oh, out in Indiana, I went up there and had an event with the Amish people. And a lady brought me a fresh baked apple pie with coconut pie. With the icing do with the egg whites.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm telling you, the egg whites.
Meringue.
Well.
Meringue.
Yeah. Meringue was a half a foot deep. Just.
Did it have a
6 inches of cow slobber?
Oh, no. And I said, how in the world did you get that? She said, fresh eggs.
Fresh eggs.
Fresh eggs.
It's interesting.
Right from the chicken.
Yeah.
Right. We need to have an Amish person.
Look, I'm telling you. It was deep as these bongos.
I don't think we can.
Well, then how did they know to get Si?
Oh, it was.
What do you mean?
I ate that whole pie. I ate that whole pie.
I bet you did.
I'm serious. I did.
Well, Goblin was just up there in Amish country.
I was.
Well, why can't they come on our show? I just got questions.
Yeah, me too.
Because they don't have electricity, but, I mean, it's not like Si's worldwide known without electricity.
Well, you go out there. at night and you hear generators going.
God, yeah, but see, they here's the good thing. Here's God, the good thing telling about them.
Now
they don't need technology.
Mm-mm.
They did to watch Duck Dynasty. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just telling you.
Like, they might not need it to build a house or make butter.
When it comes to living, they do not need technology.
They went to a friend's house and watched
it. It's all old school.
But podcast listening's not old school.
Could you be Amish, son?
No.
No.
Nope.
He's new school, baby.
Scared of hard work?
No, I enjoy it. No, well, yeah.
Allergic to it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's true. Yeah. No. Hey, look, the boy knows me.
Well, he got an inside bathroom. He just got
The man's been with me for 25 years. He knows me. Hey, I'm like managing the crowd. Work. No. Oh, I can't handle it.
I love the fact he said, no, wait, yeah. Yeah.
I'll admit to that.
Actually, yeah.
So why? Well, other than that, why couldn't you be on?
Oh, other than that, I would love to be in their lifestyle. I'm serious.
Oh, it was just the hard work that scared you.
Well, no, yeah. Because, look, here's the deal.
Well, you have to do that to survive.
No.
I love this man.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
No, you don't. I'm living proof of that. You just got to be smart about it.
You got to remember, you can't be dumb. You got to be funny.
That's right. Yeah. You got to be funny and smart and funny.
Yeah. I ain't dumb and funny. So what would happen if you ended up Amish?
Well, you know, in the Western, me and Phil love Westerns.
It's true.
I would have been the fast gun kid that come into town and got killed the first day he come to town.
You challenge everybody?
Well, I'm just telling you the truth, okay? I'm not as good as I think I am, okay? So I'm going to get killed.
Praise Jesus for that assessment of yourself. And I think there's a lot of us that could benefit from that. I'm not as good as I think I am.
That's right.
Yeah.
He said it.
Praise God. That's a great statement.
Dead first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I wouldn't ever go to town inside.
This is going back to, okay, mind your mama. Mama told you not to take your guns to town, boy.
I wouldn't have. I would not have walked in the saloon with Si.
No.
Yeah, because you hate danger area.
But it would have been fun, like playing poker in the Old West with him. That'd have been fun.
He wouldn't last long there either.
No, he got shot there too.
Hey, well, no.
No, they keep him around.
No.
Jace wouldn't last long.
Hey, Jace would have got shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jace would have got shot.
Now I need to know. So, all right, we're doing Western characters. Who is Johnny D in a Western?
Johnny D is Gabby Hayes.
I don't know who that is, but you think it's hilarious, and I love it.
Oh, no, he's an old. He's what? He was Roy Rogers' sidekick for a while.
He's a good looking man. I'll give him that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, hey. He's a character now.
He ain't got no front teeth.
Yeah.
Gabby Hayes. I thought you were going to say he was like the actor guy in Tombstone, you know, that come rolling through town on his...
Just making it till he made it.
Just rolling his way from town to town in the theater, doing the stand-up and stuff, and then just move on out of town. Who's Goblin?
Guy would be Frog Milhouse.
Frog Milk. Got Johnny D, we're going
to do this. I'm on the Western.
Oh, good.
Gene Autry's sidekick.
Smiley Bird.
Okay, the singing cowboy.
I got
the singing
cowboy.
I can't toe the tune in a bucket, though.
Frog.
Well, that's fine.
No, Gene Autry was a singer.
That's why he said
Frog Milhouse. Hey, look, he had a deep voice. He said, you're like a frog. If you've ever heard a big frog in a swamp.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
That's Frog Milhouse when he talked.
All right, Stone. Who's Stone? This ought to be good.
I gotta think about that one.
That was a tough one.
Well, if I'm easier, go ahead and throw me one out.
See, now you put me on the spot. I had these two down.
Yeah.
You and Stone present a problem.
What's the problem?
Because right now I can't come up with anybody
Martin's
big.
Martin's got to be John Wayne.
Huh?
No, I ain't the Duke.
I'm trying to think of the bad guy.
Oh, what's that old guy that Burley looks like? That Phil tells Burley he looks just like him. Randall Tex Cobb.
I don't know who that is.
I know. I'm seeing him in my mind.
Randall,
that's
Tex.
Him. Right there.
I'm in.
There's Randall Tex Cobb
yeah,
right there.
Yeah. That's Burley.
That's Burley.
He was an American actor, martial artist, uh-oh, and former professional boxer. Well, Stone, no, that could go. Be you.
Yeah, in the heavy Stone.
Not quite.
Not quite.
That's so fun. Now,
Stone would be Dr. Holiday.
Doc Holliday. Okay, there you that's go. A big Doc one. Yeah. That's good.
That's a good one. Yeah, I was hoping you weren't going to say Johnny Ringo.
Yeah. I'll be Huckleberry.
Yeah. I ain't worried about
that. Johnny, if we weren't friends, I just couldn't bear it.
Well, that's a good time. I'd be the little monk walking through town. Don't worry. Friar tucking it, you know, all the way through.
Slim Pickens.
Yeah, he goes.
Slim.
Yeah, there you go. Oh.
You know, it was 1950, okay, when I was young, like in first grade. But if you would have come to our house and looked at how we lived,
mm-hmm,
you would have thought it was the 1850s. Because we got mules and horses, we got hogs, we got cows, milk cows, and everything was done. Okay, that's why I'm saying Amish people,
before day,
they're still living that way. Yeah, and it's like they get up 5:00 in the morning. Go take care of feeding everything. Y'all milk the cows.
We poke fun at the Amish guys a little bit, but look, I know they have spent.
You can say what you want, they won't hear it.
Yeah. See, there you go. But no, I'm telling you, when we used to do that show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, it used to be called the Great Outdoor Show or Great American Outdoor Show. I don't know if it still is or not, but we did that show and it's like 2.5 weeks long. When I started here, me and Goblin would swap out. So, like, one of us would go on the front end, stay half of it, and then fly home and then drive back and then vice versa. But them Amish guys come in there every day to spend their hard-earned money with us, and they shook your hand and handed you a sweaty whatever dollar bill it was, 5, 10, 20, 100. And them men's handshakes were so strong. And I mean, the first time, you know, I just went in there like a casual handshake to one of them. I never forget it. And I said, boy, is he ever going to let go? And after that, I didn't go in half cocked no more with them boys. Them.
They're like a bunch of burlies just hanging out.
And their hands are so rough, and just, you know.
Yeah, callous.
That's all they do is work with them hands and do all the things. So my hat's off to them boys. Like, we make fun of them about their different little sections of, you know, you can watch TV at a buddy's house, but you can't at the. Whatever. I mean, that is what it is. But no, as far as just hard working Americans, you're gonna be hard pressed to find any of them better than that.
Well, see, I'm gonna tell you a story and y'all gonna think it's a lie. Cause there used to be a guy worked cotton gin in the town I grew up in.
Yeah.
Okay. They bale a 500-pound bale of cotton. A guy used to load the wagon himself. Picking that 500-pound bale of cotton, set it in the wagon, go get another one. He looked like Burley.
He picked it up. He didn't roll it.
No.
He picked it up.
He would pick it up and put it in a wagon, grab another one, put it in a wagon, grab another, put about three.
Just toss it.
He just threw it up.
No, he didn't throw it. Now, he had it on his back and would just set it down.
He got it on his back?
But he would pick it up, okay, with his back. Huh?
What they bind it with? Wire?
I don't know what they actually bind. No, I think it's plastic strips.
That's heavy.
Yeah, that's heavy.
He would grab the strips.
We did them 100-pound bales of alfalfa one time, but it was rope bound. And I thought it was going to rip my hands to shreds, picking up pounds by them little bitty ropes.
Because that thing was about square as this two tables here. And about, it was a little bit higher. He would back up to it, grab the strap, pick it up, and go to the wagon, turn around and put it in his wagon.
Was his name John Coffey?
No, but he reminded me of Burley. Okay.
Yeah.
Because his biceps, what was the guy that was the wrestler?
Not the wrestler, the arm guy.
Yeah. Oh, monster.
He had arms like that guy, like this.
We all six tried to arm wrestle him, and he beat us.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's six grown human beings.
He's a professional.
Well, he's old.
That's just because it's all about technique.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's about technique. Right?
That man grabbed a hold of my hand. I said, uh-oh. I have messed up here. And then they went through that lock thing. I was like, no, that's trash. I'm done. You ain't hurting me. Lay me on down, big dog. I ain't even going to give you no resistance.
Okay.
You ain't hurting me.
You know what's impressive about this podcast? How we flow from topic to topic.
Just
never miss
with ease.
We were talking about
we're masters
that.
Of nothing, now, but pretty good at transitions.
Well, right. You know, we grew up with a line all around us of you can't bull crap a bull crapper. Well, you got five kings of it right here, buddy. You got one that sells fishing boats. You got
very
one,
important.
You got
you
one.
Need every color.
You got one who's training with selling guns and following Willie Robertson around. You got one who wrote a book that was about 95% true stories.
Right, and it is
or false.
Yeah. No, it's 95% true.
Yeah. Well,
depends.
No, yeah. It don't depend on nothing. That's the truth of the matter.
You got Goblin, a former bull rider, mill hand. He worked in a paper mill for crying.
We got the flying flea
and motocrosser. Yeah. So he's been around that stuff his whole life, and then a man that gave his life to the military there for a little while, and then come back and had to wrangle children.
And might be able to hurt you now worse than he ever has in his life.
I'm in my prime.
That's
in prime.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But you get a collection of guys like that together, and we can go along with the flow.
We do
about
have a king, Petter Familia over here.
Oh, ain't no doubt.
It's the Petter Familia.
Yeah, that's why I said he wrote a book on it.
Yeah,
he wrote a book on how to do it well.
Yep. Well, psychology. That's what's so funny about that. It took him 2 years to convince me to write the book.
Well, you didn't want to give up all your trade secrets.
Well,
you're an Arthur.
No, because I told him when he asked me about it. I said, hey, look, I've lived my life. It's not that interesting. You know? And he said, hey, look, let me tell you. He said, look, who wrote what? Who wrote the first one, Phil or Willie?
Willie.
First one was Phil.
I thought it was
Duck. No, it was Phil by Jimmy Frank, and then it got rebranded. Remember, it was like the legend of the Duck Commander? No.
But anyway.
And then it got redone to Happy, Happy, Happy.
Right? Here's why he sold me to write the book. You know, I was telling him, I said, hey, look, I lived this life. It's not that I ain't got that much to do. And he said, hey, trust me. Let me tell you. He said, Phil wrote one. It went number one. He said, Willie wrote the next one. It went number one. He said, hey, you need to write your book. And I guarantee you this, you'll sell more than Phil and Willie put together.
Did you?
So
it's still available on Amazon, Psychology One. But there's an audio sample.
That's Stone.
Oh, that's
Mark Twain said, the difference between a cat and a lie is that a cat only has 9 lives. Hey, let me tell you something. Where I grew up, cats didn't have 9 lives. They generally had just one. There weren't many second chances when the Robertsons were involved.
See?
There's your little taste.
See? Look, there you go.
I sat in a glass box. And read that book for 3 days.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll never recover from that. That's the biggest bunch of bull crap
see?
I've ever read in my life. And look, I would start, when I'd be reading it and start laughing, and the guy's like, what are you doing? You can't be laughing. I said, this ain't true.
This is funny.
I said, I know for a fact this is not true. I said, whatever, I'll read it anyway.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So there were some jokes in there that I've never heard before.
Well, the reason it took Cy so long to write it is he didn't want any copyright infringements from Jerry Clark. He didn't want Jerry coming down and saying, I think you got part of that from me now. I don't know.
I tell you, that song was funny. I remember what he was. But I'm still scarred from that.
Johnny D, you in that inbox?
Of course I am. I'm close to it.
Lauded, dude. Hello at duckcallroom.com.
I'm headed back to
inbox.
I was reading about Old Yeller when we were talking about Westerns and if we'd make it. I'd have been that kid who needed a dog to save his life a lot.
Oh, my.
Okay, here's the first one. Zach and Serena from Deer Creek, Illinois. They watched The Blind, and this picture right here came up.
Uh-oh.
That's a good-looking man. But they said that...
That's a rifle.
He looked like he'd shaved since his military days in this picture. Si, what is this picture of you?
That is me when I was in Germany.
Yeah, I about to say, I think I...
Hunting with the Jaegers.
Yeah.
Is that those ice binoculars?
Ain't no telling back here.
Well, I don't know if I got my the German outfit on or not. I can't tell. I actually had the German outfit with a little, I don't even know what you call it, go above the knees.
Them knickerbockers.
Yeah, yeah. I had that and the hat that used to be in here. It was one of these deer, that green hat. Because you had to dress the part.
Okay. They were called Jaegers?
Jaegers, hunters.
Is that why that bottle of Jaegermeister's got that deer on it?
Well, maybe.
Gary,
we need to name him something else because that stuff right there is terrible.
Cough syrup.
Yeah. Yeah. Tastes just like college.
NyQuil.
Unbelievable. Tastes just like college.
Yeah.
Like, I can taste a cheap cigarette right now.
But that was what? That was probably 73, maybe 74.
That's when that was?
That picture.
Yeah. You had a good look about you.
Even back in,
a man always smiling. Ain't that something?
He's always smiling.
I know. Life's
too short to not to smile.
Yeah.
He was good for treatment. Right?
You had a smile around when he was running around naked as a kid, too, didn't you?
Why not?
Hey, it's all about freedom, boys. No restrictions.
All right, and then Gretchen emails in, and I don't know where Gretchen's from.
She's up from over.
She is from over there. Godwin, she's your type of people.
Oh, there you.
This is all in their house, and apparently they dress up every piece
of
taxidermy that they have.
Oh, the Lone Ranger.
Oh, what is that, a baby duck?
They taxidermy.
That looks like an ostrich.
Really?
Look at his head. Not an ostrich, but what's him?
Emu?
Yeah. But he ain't tall enough for that. Yeah,
he ain't grown young.
No, that's a baby something.
I don't know. Gretchen said there's more. I don't know how much taxidermy.
Oh, the jackalope.
That's what I'm talking about, in the velvet.
I don't know how much taxidermy's in this house and in their car, but these people.
Are they taxidermists?
No, I think they just like...
They got... No, time out.
They got a gumball machine.
They got a gumball machine in their front yard.
That's what I'm talking about.
These are our people.
You talking about mailbox money.
Hey, that's it.
That's the ultimate... That's a good idea. I'm going to do that.
This picture right here is legit a humble brag.
It is.
It ain't about the taxidermy. It's about the gumball machine in their yard.
Yeah.
And they live on a lake.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in the rearview mirror. Or no, is that a white? That's a white house, ain't it?
No,
that's a lake.
No, that's
behind a gumball machine.
That is a storage shed. It's hard to say.
Yeah. Oh, okay, it is a storage shed.
I'm trying to figure out where the lake.
I thought it was a lake too, JD.
I heard one hit when you said that.
Forget that. They got a gumball machine in their front yard. That better be their front yard. If they got one in their backyard, that's just tacky.
You talking about mailbox? Good night.
No, it's got to be in the front. That way everybody stop and get them gone.
That's what I'm talking about. Profit margin.
Yeah. They don't work in Louisiana.
Also,
they don't work here.
No, they get towed at all.
Yeah, probably right.
Yeah, Gretchen didn't give me where she's from. But
that's a good call.
All right, so what'd she say?
That's it.
She wanted you to
see all of her dressed up.
Our daughter would be proud.
That's right.
And jealous.
And all those animals have names as well.
Uh-huh. That's the way it rolls.
That's the way it rolls. Isaac emails in his girlfriend of 1.5 years.
Gotcha.
Okay.
She gone.
Uh-oh.
Broke up over a month ago. It was her, not him. They've remained friends to this day, but he's on the struggle bus.
So here's what you do.
Still wants to be with her. Been praying every day, trying to leave her to the Lord, but he's on the struggle bus.
Look, just go up to her and say, look, I know you. I'm tired of waiting. Get your butt back over here. That's what you tell her.
Hey, Mr. Romance has spoken.
Godwin, a big proponent of
sacred. I know you've been waiting. I know you wanting to see if you could do without me, but I know you can't. So
I'm tired of waiting. Get up and get back over here.
I'm going to propose the exact opposite. So we're going to leave you with nothing but the decision to make. You got to let her go. Just, and she going to go out there and find out there's nothing better than you. And just like Allison, she going to come back and say, I was wrong. You were right. And it took about, we broke up for like 4 months or so. We're both dating other people and figured out, hey, nope, that was the right one back then. So.
That's what, would you consider yourself a serial dater?
Well, that's what he's doing now.
No.
That's what he's doing now.
Who?
The dude.
What's he doing? He's just sitting around sad.
Yeah, well, that ain't my fault.
I'm just saying you either got to, you got two choices.
That's what they're doing now. They ain't together.
Yeah. You got two choices. Move on. And if it's meant to be, it'll come back.
Or go fishing.
Do what Godwin said.
Go fishing.
Just go get her and say, I know you, look.
But if it was her idea, he don't want her anyway.
That's another view.
I don't know.
That's another view.
Si, what's your view?
Huh? I'm with Godwin. Go tell her. Go tell her and then tell me, hey, put a ringer on the finger.
We're going. I don't like any of this.
That's how you get a restraining order.
Hey.
Why you want the boy to go to jail?
Well, how old are they?
Oh, it is.
Why you want the boy to go to jail?
I didn't say put a chain on her. I said put a ring on her finger.
Well, I understand. No, that's kidnapping. We done went to a whole different. No, I'm just saying. No, don't do that.
How old are they?
Look, y'all
do not have an age.
Y'all have not got enough romance in you. Okay. That's the reason I'm going.
Si's telling you to go back. Si would have just moved on like he did. Don't let him fool you.
I'd just go over and tell her, look.
No, if I was all shook up like he was,
you ain't doing nothing. So
I'm not going. I just go over and tell her, hey, look, you ain't getting away.
We've waited
long enough.
You might as
well come back. You don't know what you got, girl.
That's a bold strategy. Right.
I think you go to the honey hole, get you a bucket of shiners and a cane pole, and go fishing.
And go fishing.
At least you won't be sad.
Well, you
may still be alone, but you won't be sad.
You won't even be alone. You got the bucket of shiners.
There you go. All you can do this, just go up there and say, look, I know you need a little time, so when you get ready to call me, I'll be waiting on you.
I'll be down there at the creek.
Yeah. I wouldn't even give her that. I said, I know you need a little time. You got about 5 minutes.
And then that phone will ring.
Yeah.
And you'll go over and talk to her.
You got about 5 minutes, girl.
All right. I got one more that we got to get to today. Godwin.
Yep.
My boy Barry from East Tennessee emailed in, and he needs you specifically to give a shout out to his wife, Kim.
Kim. I didn't even know they was coming.
They're not.
Oh.
They did. You are her favorite. Unfortunately, Kim's going through some medical stuff. But she says, and I quote, Godwin is just cool.
I guarantee you. Just ask me. I'll take you.
I agree.
Kim, thank you for the kind words. And I hope whatever medical stuff you're going through, it gets through. We'll be praying for you. I'll put you in my prayers at night. But you're going to have to give us a comment, let you know you're done, because I'll be praying for you forever.
Hey, she said that's fine.
There you go, boy.
She said that's fine because she needs the prayers and you need to practice.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Hey,
exactly right.
Just but that's Kim praying. From East Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Barry wanted to give her a little special shout out and some prayer.
Hey, I'm fishing to go to Kentucky Lake.
Uh-oh. Is that in East Tennessee? I bet that's in Kentucky.
It's in Tennessee and Kentucky, ain't it?
I think it's in both.
It's in West Tennessee.
Tennessee. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Kentucky Lakes in Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, and I had another one.
You had another one?
Not a question or anything, but young man diagnosed up at the deal that I was just at in Chillicothe. Diagnosed with a very aggressive cancer. His name's Patrick Hand. So, listeners, if you made it this far, Patrick Hand could use some prayers. As he takes on this next battle in his life. So, I think he's like early 20s. And I didn't get the type of cancer. I didn't ask. I just said we'll be praying.
That cancer
touches
close to home.
Yeah. So, y'all lift up Patrick and his family as they go through their fight as well. So, one of the things we get to do when we go out on the road is lift up these folks and encourage them. And it's a fun thing to do. And then we bring them back to you guys to do the same. So, there you go.
Ready?
Yeah.
Bible verse.
Send
out.
Us home.
Isaiah 53:5, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. That's a tough word. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. This world's tough, but one day we're going to all be healed and all be together in heaven. Yeah. And even if we're just giving you shout outs on a podcast, we'll meet you one day.
Yeah. Amen.
And just, it'll be cooler than
think about that. We get heaven and he gets us. That's a pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's the coolest thing I've seen today.
Yeah, it's a way better trade for us.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see y'all next time right here in Duck Call Room. We're out.